The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Do you know if you meditate, it is an awesome stress manager, stress reliever? If you meditate, it will open your mind. It will repair your body if it needs to be. It'll make you live happy and free. It will take you to your greater self. You'll be on the highway to happy. When you meditate, you connect to the world, to the universe. You indicate to the universe that you are a part of it, as it is a part of you. You are making that connection. When you meditate, all the wisdom and knowledge that exist in the universe could be yours, because it is already within you. When you meditate, you will definitely alleviate the stress. You won't have to worry about falling asleep or how to repair your body. When you meditate, you're connected to life as nature intended it to be. When you meditate, you're living in the universe. You've got access to everything that exists in the universe. When you meditate, it gives you this opportunity to live your life. It opens that door for you. It takes away the stress. It puts the mind where it's supposed to be, like a recalibration. It connects you to the great wave, to all that exists, to everything. When you open that jar and you remove that lid, you're exposing yourself to everything that there is. And there's not one lick of evil that exists there. If you have a problem in trying to stay on the righteous path, as you become a meditator, the path will straighten itself for you, and you following it become straighter. When you meditate, you're feeding yourself, much like your battery for your cell phone. When it runs down, you plug it into a source and it rejuvenates the battery, it recharges the battery, it gets it back up to its full potential, and then you start to use it again. When we meditate and we open our minds, we are plugging into that source that's going to rejuvenate, that's going to build, repair, remove obstacles that doesn't belong, teach you how to manage that body. When you meditate, you will learn what true happiness is and where peace and tranquility is and how to manage the difficult task of everyday life. When you meditate, you're saying to the universe, I am a part of you. You are a part of me. We're the same as we are, the same with everybody else who has a human body. When you meditate, you're using that giant broom to do the sweep up of all the dust and dirt that we may have collected on our path, on our journey. Something has bumped us off that. We need to replug, recharge, reconnect. The best method to that connection is your meditation. You will become so good at it, you could do it in your everyday life without realizing that you are spiritually connected to the world, to the universe. When you meditate, you awaken that spirit that's within you. You awaken your true self. You're moving to a higher level of consciousness. When you open yourself up and accept all that there is, you live among everyone because you know you're part of them as they are a part of you. When you meditate, it will make that crooked road straight. When you meditate, you will be connected to the highest power that exists, which is your higher level of consciousness. If you're not feeling well, you want to meditate. If you're experiencing cloudy thoughts and judgments, you should meditate. If you're feeling down and you're not up to your normal self, you should meditate. Open that source and connect it so you can see the path. It will guide you to the path. If you're not on it, it will guide you to the path that you belong to. It will raise you to the higher level of consciousness as it's supposed to. It will teach you how to live in happy land as you need to. You will learn that the truth of life, the information about the truth of life is within you. It is the constant. You open up and you connect to that source and get your information. You are simply meditating to turn yourself on to what we consider Wi-Fi. And through that, we go through internet, and from there, we get all the information that is available. You have that same system within yourself. You will learn that not everything that's on the page is applicable to you. Not everything you see in life should be a part of you. Not everything you see in life you should want or you think you need. When you meditate, it puts you on the path of righteousness. It guides you to the truth. This could be done. You could reach that peak and you practice your meditation. You practice, you start slow, You open up that mind, open up that channel. You connect yourself to all that there is. And the rest is happy dance all the way home when you meditate. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Barrington Awaken show. Thank you for being a part of us, a part of the show. Thank you for being there. I am here to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to allow you to see how incredible you are, to allow you the opportunity to live as we're supposed to learn that we are limitless. We are special. We have everything we need, every tool within us to do whatever it is that we want to do. We were intended to live in peace and harmony among each, much like the trees that stand in the forest. You never see them arguing with each other or fighting one another. We are supposed to live in unity as one family, because that's what we are. We are trying to wake you up to that reality, for you to open your eyes and see that you're not living life as you should do it. Wherever you are, whatever situation that you're in, as long as you could hear this, you could follow the sound of it to the path that is designed to guide you, to allow you to connect to your, or wake up the spiritual existence that's within you. Wake up, reconnect. This is what we hope to do. Welcome to the show. I thank everybody for being here today. You're listening to Barrington. Today, I want to talk about count your blessings. But welcome to the show. I want to thank all the old-time listeners, as well as the new listeners, people who are tuning in for the first time. Welcome. Enjoy the ride. It is designed to teach you that you are the God that exists, not to take away from what you may have heard. And we're not trying to convince you that this is a path that is picked by somebody for you. We're trying to let you know that you could tap into a source and get your own set of information. But be mindful that once the truth is being revealed to you, a lot of the stories that we were told growing up won't make any sense anymore, because you're being guided by the truth. You're on a path. You're heading into the ocean by a way of a river. We're all connected to the ocean as it being the spiritual zone, let's call it that. And every single religion, every single river, everything leads to that source. That is the source. The spiritual life is the way we're supposed to live and be connected, and it will guide us. It will give us the blessings that we need. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being there. Welcome, everybody, from all around the world. Welcome home. When I say home, I simply mean the place where you belong. When I say home, I mean the part of you that was always there. It is innate. It is within you. When I say home, I'm telling you to come back and connect to your spiritual way of life, the way nature intended it to be. When I say home, it's your comfort zone where there's no fear, no anger, no frustration. Unity and tranquility is what runs this operation. When I say home, I say come back to what you know. Come back to what you know. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. We're talking about counting our blessings. And one of the questions that people throw at me a lot is, what are they and where do they come from? From where do they come? So if you do good in life, good for mankind, good for people, and especially good for yourself, good things will happen to you. If you keep your mind focused on doing what is right, you practice what is needed. You learn. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If you're doing it and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. Now you're a good person. And if you follow that path of goodness, you will meet greatness, because this path only has good on it. If you do bad things, then you're on that path of destruction, in my opinion. So counting your blessings are the good deeds that you've sown over the years subconsciously, and they will come back to reward you. If you plant, so shall you reap. We just say, be mindful of what you're planting and be very mindful of, do you want it? Do you need it? Is it necessary? But whatever you plant, so shall you reap. I've never heard of anybody planting carrots and reaping potatoes, or vice versa. Whatever you set out for yourself is what will happen to you. Maybe this bit of information will make a lot more sense the minute you want to say, why does this always happen to me? Then you need to source it and see why. If you are standing outside in the middle of the rainfall, it is going to rain on you. Be mindful of what happens when you sow good seeds, or equally, you sow bad seeds. Counting your blessings are the things that you've done for yourself and you do for others to help people, to elevate people, to not to look down on anyone. And if you intend to do that, it's with the intention of raising that person up. Your blessings are the things that comes to you. It's the reward for the seed that you have sown. It's the reward given to you by yourself for what you've accomplished. That would be your blessings. They come from you. What you put in is what you will get out. So please, plant good seeds. To live as a human being, it is a blessing. To have the ability to have a body, to be here, to experience emotions and to feel, to hear and taste. You are blessed. You are fortunate to be here. It is an honor for you to accept this role as a human being. You're on the path of greatness. You learn how to taste, to feel, to listen, or to hear, and you get all these wonderful gifts as a human being. And the package that it's delivered in into the body by the spirit or the soul is blessed and fortunate that we have this opportunity to live as human beings. You are perfect as you were planned. You were not a mistake. One didn't slip past the goalie. You were designed for this. You were intended to live a wonderful life. You're no accident. You are here for a purpose, whatever that may be. If you could meditate and tap into your source, you will find that purpose. But you are not an accident, and you are perfect. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. You are absolutely perfect the way you are. You may see it differently because you're too busy comparing yourself to another or wondering why yours isn't this way, how theirs is that way. That's the comparison. You are perfect as you are, and there's not another like you. You are an individual. You are unique. You are part of this great wave. And you are perfect. Somewhere along the journey, we've changed our views on that. We've changed our ways. We changed the way to what we are seeing every day or hearing every day in the media. We have changed. May not be a fault of us, from us, of our own. You see, as a human being, you're also given the gift to survive. And that simply means to do whatever it takes to survive. You have that ability in you, and that was part of the package that was delivered when you showed up. The ability to survive. If we would have had hard times, fallen on hard times, famine, drought, whatever the situation could have occurred, we have to survive. And we did. And we're here. And the message is different now than it was back then. So something happened along the way. Something happened along the way that has bumped us off our path. Could have been the feast or the famine, the drought, the separation. Whatever caused it, it's a result of what we're seeing today. But deep within you, you know the truth. You know the right. You know the way you're supposed to conduct and live. Though we're being introduced to greed and power, selfishness, ego, supersized ego, and all these things, within you, you know the truth. And we're saying, take a path towards being able to live the truth and allow all the miseries to go away. We're saying, wake up. Come to your true self, and you know thyself. You know who you are deep within yourself. If you're a little confused by it, if you're misled by it, if you're unsure about certain things, tap into your meditative state. It'll take you to that avenue. You will never regret it, and it could never be wrong. Your communicators are always sending you messages via the gut, and you've had that gut feeling. And I know a lot of you out there saying, I've had that before. I've experienced that before. Oh yeah, I remember that. That's the communicator. That's the higher self. That's the higher level of consciousness telling you what decisions to make. And I've never in my life heard somebody say, I shouldn't have listened to my gut. I should not have listened to my gut. I've not heard that before. If what you had planned didn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be. You have the ability to bring yourself back to the source that created you. The engineer, the architect, the builders, the planners, the scientists, everybody who had a hand in creating the person that you are, you have access, direct access to them. So there'll be nothing on that blueprint that you can't understand. I hope you're following me. If you have access to the planner, you will understand what the plan was or is. If you've got access to the creator, you definitely will know why it was created. Or all others are things or elements that's involved in making you who you are. You have direct access to them. They are within you. And sure enough, soon enough, you'll find out that it's you. So if you've got access to this wealth of knowledge, then you shouldn't have a worry in the world. If you have access to the ability to repair you, you should not live a life of being broken. If you have access to finding the source of happiness, and I mean true happiness that's within you all the time, if you have an avenue to get to that pool of happiness, you will never be sad again, unless you want to. So you have all these engineers in your corner. That's you. You have all the builders and everything that is required to create this amazing entity that represents you. You need to open the door and let them in, or open the door and go join them, whichever way. Reconnect to that, you could never be sad again. And I said earlier, if you're not feeling up to par, life happens. It's not every day it's bright and sunny, but you know the sun is always shining. Just so happened today we're experiencing cloudy days, which is also very necessary because we need the rain as much as we need the sun for us to sustain and to continue. But if you didn't see the sun, or if you're not feeling the shininess, if you're not feeling the bubble on the uptake, remember, you're probably experiencing the cloudy days, a cloudy day or days. But you must know, this too shall pass. Every tool that has ever been designed to fix any issue, you have that tool. Wake up to it. You know the path back to consciousness. You know the path back to a higher level, a higher level of living. And you know that path. What would prevent you from wanting to be extremely happy? What would prevent you from wanting to live in unity with everyone? What would prevent you from living in a world that you have the answers before the questions were asked? You might just be a little bit afraid. You've got all the tools, they're in your hands. Our spiritual guide takes you through it, walk you through it. And if all that I'm saying is a lot confusing, that's okay. You can take a journey one step at a time. Understand spirituality. And by doing that, you will understand yourself. You'll be awake. You will definitely not be running around confused. You will have a handle on things. I'm not suggesting that you're running around confused right now. I'm just saying if you were, when the days are sad, you'll appreciate them because you know you're going to have a glorious bright day soon to come. When you're down, you will appreciate the fact that down is necessary because it's a moment of reflection and you may get your deepest thoughts in that moment. Go with the flow. You see the roses out in the sun, they're all shiny and pretty, but there's a day where you see them, they look as if they're sad because it's a cycle of life. Find your path. Stay on your path and give yourself all the gifts that you deserve. Have we got anything there, sir, in the email?
We do. And before we read those emails, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Please send us an email if you have a question, a thought process, you're not sure of something. Hey, send us that email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Now, Donna did that at the beginning of the show when you were talking about meditation. Donna said, when I meditate, I always get distracted. Is there any advice you can give me so that I will not get distracted? That's from Donna. And Neil wrote in, and Neil says, is meditation more spiritual or physical? And that's from Neil. Pete wants to know, Barrington, do you ever do any live tours or seminars? If you do, I would be very interested in coming to see you live. That's from Pete. And lastly, Ron wrote in, and Ron says, I love listening to your show. I also enjoy listening to you on Thursday evenings. Sometimes when I listen to the show on Thursday, I catch things that you said on Sunday that I really didn't think about or realize what you were saying. So it's a double whammy for me mentally. That's from Ron. And back to you, Barrington.
Well, thank you very much for that. And thanks, Ron. I do understand. I've had that comment said to me before that I missed something that you've said. I'm going at it, and I'm looking at what I want to say, and it comes out. And a lot of the times it just pops out because I didn't have to write it down. And I go over it, and sometimes I listen to the show myself, and I say, oh, right, I missed that I had forgotten it. You're connected to a spiritual existence, and you're connected to a spiritual world. And a lot of the times as we carry the conversations, especially when I get the answers, the questions, I write them down. And before I could go to address it, the answers come to me. This is the spiritual gift that we're telling you the source is out there. I don't have a library of this stuff on my computer that I could Google, but it's on the internet in my brain. And the answers always, always measures up to the questions that's being asked. And I hope that I answer them properly for you guys as clearly as I can. So I do understand sometimes I'm explaining certain things or telling you, given the message that was given to me to deliver to you, and it goes pretty fast. I don't even remember them sometimes, but I hear it when I listen to the show. It's a good idea, and you use the phrase double whammy to listen to it again. You may have missed that very important part, or they're available to you on our website, and you could go there, download the show. Every single one of them has a name. Count Our Blessings is today's show. And if you wanted to hear it again, you can go there, download the information, or just listen to it live on your machine. Thursday show, and yes, sometimes I hear the show. It's like reading a good book. You've read the book, you love the book, it's amazing, and then you put it down. A couple of years later, you read the book again, like, whoa, I completely missed that. I don't know why. Some days, I suppose that's how the brain works. You're never going to see over that fence until you're tall enough. So if you're not ready to receive that information, it's going to go bye-bye. You're going to miss it. But thank you for tuning in, Ron, and thank you for participating in our Thursday afternoon shows as well, which is a rebroadcast of the show that I'm doing right now. But if it's there, it's Thursdays between 10 and 11, same place, same station, same information. You could check it out. It's there. Peter, you ask if I've ever done live shows, live performance. Yes, no, not on this particular topic. And I've been wanting to do it. And I'm working on setting up or making a schedule so I could do some live guest appearances and stuff like that. That is the intent. That's the bigger part of the picture. I'm still trying to put everything together. And of course, there isn't enough hours in my day to do all the things I would hope to be able to do. And this is contradicting because I'm always telling you to relax and take it easy and meditate. But I don't know what my purpose is, nor do I know what yours is. I'm enjoying this life. I'm answering the question for Pete in regards to, am I able to do, or sorry, have I planned or do I have any scheduled live shows to do present? No, nothing on the books. I do intend to do it. We're working towards it. And hopefully we will have that done real soon. And yes, Peter, I would love to see you as well and everybody else who wants to come out and support what we talk about and wake up and meet live people like yourself, like-minded people like yourself, and grow as a team, spread this knowledge, wake up the inner self, and be connected to a spiritual existence, which you already are. I appreciate you being there, Pete, because you are home. Thank you. Neil, this is a little tricky because you asked the question, is spirituality physical or sorry, is it spiritual or is it physical? And they're both the same. It's like a piece of meat has life to it. The flesh has life to it. The life, the energy, is what we'd call the spirituality. The physical aspect of it is, of course, the body that we see all the time, or the table that we could pick up and stuff like that. But when we talk about getting into learning about spirituality and is it a physical thing, you could do physical activities that will guide you to a spiritual place. There's a lot of physical things that you could do that will do spiritual things. So the question, the answer to the quick answer to that question is they're both the same. But some people love to do physical activities like a yoga, like a meditation, like meditation. That's a question. You could do that in a physical being. You could also do it in a spiritual thing. When you sit to meditate, it's a spiritual thing. You're sitting, I suppose that's physical, but you can do other things. Like walking is awesome. If you can find yourself a place where you have relaxation and you're not distracted from the noise, and you can walk by the water or walk in the forest and you just clear your head and you become connected to that source at that moment, that is a form of meditation. That is a physical thing, because you're out there doing the walk or the bike ride. Take the earbuds out of your ear and just listen to the sounds of nature and connect yourself to that. Spirituality, meditation is a spiritual journey to find in oneself, to find in the truth, to find in what you're looking for. You could do it physically, a lot of exercises, especially yoga. And if you ever study yoga, there's a lot of moves in there that's just amazing to get you to line the body the way it was supposed to be or it's intended to be. And once you're able to do that, you're more likely to be connected to a spiritual entity, source, or more woken spiritual source that's within you, like the soul, the word, the universe. It is physical as well as it is spiritual. Your meditating will get you to that path. We want everybody to get on that journey. There's nothing to gain other than happiness, nothing to lose other than the sorrow that you may feel or the pity you may feel for yourself on those days where you're not shiny bright like the sun. Physical meditation, you could do it by walking. You could just a matter of concentrating on a certain thing, and you let the mind be free. Exercising, it's great, and I will never take anything away from exercising, but you need to understand that exercise within itself is only tuning and keeping the body sharp. You have to do something for the mind as well. And the food is also is way more important than the exercise that you're doing. You can exercise until the cows come home, but if you went home and have a bad junky meal, you've just canceled your trip. Because the body needs the nourishment that's going to make it perform at its best. So the food is more important than the physical exercise. They're both necessary. Physical exercise is about 15 to 16% of your being, your well-being, where the food represents the other 69, 70%. So be mindful of the food more so than the physical activity. But yeah, go out there and do something physical. When I say to everyone, go for a walk, yeah, it's a physical thing to do. Yes, to go for a walk. Great. But the benefit or the reward of being out there, exposing the mind, opening the mind, experiencing all that nature has to offer is the reward. The benefit is awesome. Donna, you mentioned meditating and you get distracted when you meditate, and that is natural. I wish I could tell you a formula, press a button and it'll be gone forever. But Donna, when you start to meditate, and this is for everybody who wants to practice meditation, imagine a ball being hung at the end of a string and you're waving it. It's swinging like a pendulum back and forth. It goes past you and it swings past, and that's representation of the distraction. You're glimpsing something. The more you practice, Donna, and the more you stay focused on what you're trying to do, is the slower that pendulum ball will swing. it is losing its momentum because you're winning the battle against blocking out the distraction and the interference. And, oh, geez, I forgot I was supposed to get some milk. Darn it. And those things will happen, or butter. I don't know what else you had to get. But those things will eventually slow down. I don't know that they'll ever disappear. I've been meditating for years, and I still get that call in every once in a while. The thing is, the trick is, and this is answering the question directly that you've asked me, what is the help? Do not follow that thought. The minute you get that thought in your head, and you will, oh, I was supposed to pick up some butter from the store. Okay, what store am I going to go to? I wonder what's the best place. And no, you're following it. Let it go. I was supposed to pick up some dismiss that and go back to where you were. Do not go down the rabbit hole and that thought, because you're defeating the whole purpose. So the idea behind it is you're going to have these thoughts coming in every second, like a radio station. When you turn the dial, if that's what you guys do nowadays, you turn the dial, you hear little bits and pieces of one station, the next station, the next station. Well, those are your thoughts. And we want to be able to eventually tune in to one particular station, and then you hear all that exists there. Sometimes you pass under a bridge and you'll hear an interference or something like that. At least that's how it's in my car. But then after that haze has passed, you've gone back to your focus of being in that one on that channel. To get there does take some time. To have the ability to shut that thought out right away that's not relevant to what you're trying to do right now, it takes practice. You're on the right path. It could take a while. Don't do it when you're tired. Try to do it when you're more refreshed. Don't do it when you're going to be easily distracted. Try to do it when you can find your alone time. And you don't have to sit. I would sit for an hour and a half and meditate for 90 minutes, and that's phenomenal. But there's times where I only have 90 seconds. And that's also important, because you're allowing yourself that minute or second to stop the activity of the brain. When the brain activity has stopped or slowed, you're now connected. You're in the mood. You're connected to your higher self. And then, of course, there's that butter come again. Okay, block it out. Concentrate on the meditation. And Donna, you're doing the thing that you're supposed to do. You're getting distracted. It will take a while. I shouldn't say a long time, because everybody's different. But it will take a while for you to be able to get there and not have that thought of butter flying through your mind, or butterflies, or shoes. I don't know. But you will have to practice it. I say, and I have said many times, whenever you wake up in the morning, if you could give yourself about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, start with three, and you practice not having a thought for those 3 to 5 minutes, and do it again tonight before you go to sleep, and do it again tomorrow morning, and do it again, the next night after tonight, and so on. And you will realize, after a while, and it could take months, don't give up. Do not give up. Do not throw away that stick. Keep going. Be consistent. Just keep going. Practicing will take some time. Sorry, getting there to be able to block out that thought will take some time. But here's the thing. You will also realize that, boom, I did it for a second. And then in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, you said, oh, I did that for 5 seconds. And then, oh, look, I'm doing for 30 seconds. Then you're on your way. You're building up a muscle. You're getting good at what you're practicing. Do not give up. Practice your meditation. And when you're really good at it, you could do it in everything you do, including driving down the highway. Don't do that right now. Just learn how to do it first. Driving down the highway, cooking your dinner in the kitchen, listening to some relaxing music. Whatever you're doing, you'll still be able to practice your meditation. And the more you do it, the better at it you become. And you will see the changes in your life. First thing, you'll see all the things around you that you don't need anymore, you don't want anymore, or it doesn't serve the purpose to you anymore. You will start to realize that effort, that juice, is not worth the squeeze. This is what you learn. Practice your meditation. Good for you. Staying on point with that, and don't allow it to break you down. Distractions are normal. They happen. That's life. You just have to now learn how to control them or slow them down or move around them or have them move around you, the more you practice, the better you will become at your meditating. You're listening to Barrington. I have a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It does talk a bit about getting into the mode of meditation and getting into a happy place in life. It opens up your life and introduces you to spirituality and lets you see that there's a lot more to our existence than we actually know. It just gives you that option. And what we want for everyone to do is to know that they're not stuck or limited. They're actually the total opposite. You're free as a bird and you're limitless. You can find this book on Amazon. It's there for you. Also, we have a webpage. You can check us out at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. You have the books. The information for the book is there, as well as the information for finding all these recordings that we've done since we've started the show. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. We also have an email if you wanted to send us some information. The email that we received most of the information, I'm trying my hardest to answer most of them as best as I can. I do fall behind every once in a while because I'm actually doing this with a real full-time job, another full-time job. Awaken1308@gmail.com. If you want to say something or have a question that you want me to address or anything like that, awaken1308@gmail.com. You can also check out some of our information that we've got out there on YouTube at Barrington Awaken. Punch in Barrington Awaken on YouTube, and some of the videos that we've done in the past will pop up and just give you an idea as to what we're talking about, where we're going. Please do enjoy them. Pass on that information. Have we got any more questions, sir?
We do. And let's see. Anne wrote in and she says, when you say we listen to our communicators, and she put that in quotes, who are those? Are they past relatives who are deceased? Are they God? Are they angels? Are they a guardian angel? Who are the communicators? I'm very curious about that. That's from Anne. And let's see. Cy wrote in and he said, Barrington, I'm glad you brought up the food aspect of being healthy, dieting, etc. I work in a gym. The majority of people that don't really realize what's good for their body thinks that exercise is everything. Exercise is very, very important for the body, but more importantly, it's what you put in it. Always remember, if you're going to diet, if you're trying to get well, if you're trying to be healthy, food is a big factor. And that's from Cy. And back to you.
Cy, you've nailed it. You're on 100%. Yes, we sit on the couch for a while, we've gained a few pounds, and we go to the gym like a mad person and run it off, and they say, thank goodness it's gone. Then we go back home and sit back on the couch, only to repeat that thing over and over again throughout our lives. There is a definition for insanity. You are absolutely right in saying it's what you put in the body that will give you the maximum performance. It allows the body to repair itself. It allows the body to function the way it's supposed to function, and it allows the body to stay healthy and alert. The exercise is very important, but the exercising is actually just allowing all the things in the body to move around, for the joints to stay loose and for you to stretch and do all these things. It is very important. If you have an animal, you'll see they'll get up off the mat, and the first thing they'll do is the downward dog or the cat and cow or some sort of movement to allow the body to adjust from sitting or laying in one spot for a very long time. Important, it's very important to exercise. But what's way more important than the exercise is what you put in the body. And Cy, you've nailed it. Because if we don't eat the proper food, and we're not going to perform, the body's not going to perform the way it is supposed to perform. I don't see anybody throwing water in their gasoline tank, not yet, you know, or throwing some screwdriver, some screws in the engine. No, you put it, you give it what it's required for it to perform the way it was designed to perform. The engineers that made that perfect engine knows exactly what it takes for the engine to perform. Well, the same group of people, engineers or whoever, who made us, did the same thing by saying, okay, we need this machine to perform this way and that way. Therefore, you have to give it the lubricant. You got to give it the green food. You got to make it rest. Take it easy. You have to give it lubricant. You might give it a lot of water. So it's what goes into the body that makes the body the super, super machine. Exercising is good, but if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely go with putting in what I call the plant-based diet and make sure that what you're eating, the body wants it and not the mind, because it looks good, but it might be swallowing a razor blade. Can't be good. It's what you put in it and rest it properly. You have to groom it and take care of it because it belongs to you, but you also have to give it a lot of water. But most importantly is you give it the food that is required for the body to perform. When your car runs out of gas, you don't hook up the garden hose to it because it's not going to get you anywhere. Eventually, it will break down. Or you don't try to dilute the gasoline with adding water because it's not performing the way it is supposed to perform. It has to be pristine. And the food is what does it for the human body. So Sai, you've got a right attitude, you've got the right answers, and people are coming into the gym to say all these things to you because, and you know best, so tell them to go home and eat right. I didn't realize how much time had passed. And the communicators, well, they're your higher self. You want to call them angels? You want to call them a god? You want to call them, I know that you are the god that exists. The higher level of consciousness is just a more alert side of you, more awoken side of you. You are your own guides. You are your own creators. We're telling you to get to that level where you can identify all this information. The negative thoughts that you're having is probably, it is coming from you, but it's probably a result of a cloudy day, a bad thing that happened, and so on. You are your communicator. The observer exists within you that sits there and watch you perform, but you are your own communicator. We're trying to get people to wake up to get to this higher level of consciousness. The angels that we're familiar with, and we hear about angels all the time, it is a global angel that does everything for everybody because everybody's attached to the same source anyway. But you need to get to that level of understanding the language that they use to communicate with you. You are your own communicator. They're within you. They showed up here with the bag that showed up with you. The toolbox or bag, you want to call it that showed up with you. They are everywhere. Everywhere you go, you are there. And you're connected to the global source. Now, you could scoop that cup of water out of the ocean and carry it a million miles away and pour it on the ground. It's going to find its way back to its original source. When we've come here from the great beyond and we come as a body, we come to this land and get a body and we choose to do with it what we want, within time the body lays down and we separate and we go back to the entire, to the source, which is all that there is. You are the communicator. You are your higher self. If you're looking for someone to come and rescue you, he's already showed up. You just didn't realize it yet because it is you that's going to do the rescuing. Do I think somebody's going to come back in a second coming? And well, I don't know how that would be possible because the tour of duty has ended and the soldier has gone home. You are your own communicator. Where are they? They're within you. They're around you. You're never alone. You're never alone. You are your own communicator. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning into the show. We've got a few minutes here to go, and I just wanted to go over. I didn't even get through half the material I wanted to cover today, but that's fine. We could do it another day. Today, I want you to know that you count and you matter. And as long as you can hear this, you are just as important as everyone else that can hear this. If you have the ability, or you've lost the ability to see, or you've lost the ability to hear or speak, or maybe even taste or any of the other senses, you still exist. You still exist. You could tap into the source and find the happy place of where to live within these restrictions. Parts of the body do shut down. That's what happens. We lose a finger, we lose a leg, we lose our eyesight. It happens. But the you that resides in the body, you're still there. Don't allow yourself to get beat up or dragged under simply because one function of the body doesn't want to perform the way it used to. And the funny thing is, if you should lose the eyes, the ears perk up. No pun intended. Or if you should lose the ears, all of a sudden you've got amazing eyes. We have equipment to take care of everything or to prolong all these things. But should one of them shut down on you, it is what life is all about. Maybe there's a lesson in it for you. Maybe this is the journey that you've chosen. Maybe the wisdom that will come from learning how to deal with this part that's not functioning anymore is the wisdom we need to get us to the higher level, to another higher level. Realize within you that you are special. You're blessed. And I want everybody to appreciate the fact that they are special. You need to know that about you. And it's sad for me to say a lot of people don't know that. They're too busy thinking that they were a mistake. You were no mistake. You were chosen. You were picked. Your purpose is as important as everybody else's purpose that's here. You're not a mistake. You need to know that. Come to your spiritual garden. Come to your spiritual life. Come to your spiritual path and realize your true power that resides within you. Your strength is equal to everyone else's. Emotionally, physically, all the important parts of it. Financially, well, we were dragged in different areas, and a lot of people see greed as power, but hey, that's a battle for them. For you, know that you are not a mistake. You are not lesser than anyone else. We encourage you, we invite you to come into a path that will say, stand up, be strong, and know who you are. Know thyself. From the minute we started doing this show, the idea of it was for you to know who you are. Stand up. Do not allow the negativities that surrounds us every day to be the rest of your time on this planet. Wake up. Open your eyes. Count your blessings. Be thankful for the things that you've accomplished, but more importantly, be thankful that you had an opportunity to come here and live the human life. It is an honor, and you've accomplished that. You can't deny that because you're here and you're able to hear me. You cannot deny that. A lot of work and a lot of planning went into your existence. Therefore, there's no way you can consider yourself an accident, lesser than someone else, smaller than someone else, not as important as someone else. Stop comparing yourself to someone else. You are an entity by itself that was chosen for this purpose that you are about to execute or learn about and then put into action. You were, or you still are, a very important part of the universe. And every member of this team has an important role to play because we are all on the team of human beings. We're all the same. We're all connected. Tap into your spiritual world. Tap into your spiritual existence. Tap into the soul and see the benefit. Feel the benefit. Reap what was sown by you to reap. And do not allow somebody else to drive you off to the wayside. Exercise when you can. Eat properly all the time. Stick to a plant-based diet. It seems to be the one that was designed by you for you. And a lot of the foods that we eat wasn't really supposed to be. We're supposed to eat the food that was created by the gods, which is us, and not the ones that were created by the lab, which is the greedy, or somebody else. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But eat the food that was made for you and your body will perform. As Sai says, your body will be immaculate. When you sign up for a cooking course and you learn the proper food to eat and you're doing it, okay, go join the gym. It gives you something better to do, you'll feel great. But first of all, address the food as to what you put into yourself. Take care of yourself, everybody. I appreciate you being there this week. Thank you for listening to the show. You'll catch another show on Thursday at 10 o'clock. Enjoy, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awakened with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.